Podcast. Fabulous Adam Richard, outrageous Scott Brennan, and punctual Toby Sullivan.
Here again, on top of the world.
Yay!
Here we go. There's more shit. We've got a bucket of it.
The planet literally swarms with all sorts of strange creatures.
Talk poofy to me.
Were you recording that?
No, I was not recording that. Toby, can you please explain what just happened?
We were just talking about something or other. And Scott paused mid-sentence. We were talking about something, paused mid-sentence, and just sort of, like, winced. And just sort of hand-cranked out this... this wheezy geriatric sounding fart that is just going to, I know it, it's just going to creep around the studio like some kind of wraith-like grandpa bucket, and it's just going to come up and just perch on top of the microphone like death itself and just breathe into my, you're filthy. You should be ashamed of yourself. It really was.
Let's look on the bright side. The fact that he could get that much muscular control to make it make a noise.
It was quite high pitched too.
I couldn't see his left hand. I think he was tugging on a drawstring. Like trying to start a lawnmower. Hey!
The fucking podcast that went to air that we're in the middle of talking about, and Scott's just like, just ripped off a burp in the middle of a conversation. Like, that's just what you do.
That's just what I do.
You've got headphones on and microphones, but you know, don't let the artifice of doing this get in the way of your natural bodily movements.
Hey,
Scott.
Better an empty house than a bad tent.
Exactly. I am actually pooing myself while I'm speaking.
You got your adult nappy.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do, and sometimes the brown terror. The brown peril just has to be released.
Why is it so much of this podcast is about farting?
I don't know.
We're quite base.
It's funny because there's this whole stereotype about Poofed as being this arch sort of Oscar Wilde.
Prissy, uptight.
Like the back of the bus to Bali.
Do you reckon Oscar Wilde thought fart jokes were the funniest thing that ever happened?
Did. Yes. He probably
playing Pull My Finger all over
town. Yeah, totally, yeah. It was like that famous quote when he got to, was it America, and they said, do you have anything to declare? Only this.
Maybe that's the whole quote. It's like, I have nothing to declare but my genius.
That's better. You just improved. You just improved on Oscar Wilde. Oh, God.
I think most great quotes could be improved with I have a dream.
Have you seen, you know that Hitler video that we got all our Middler versus Hitler stuff?
Yes. Oh,
someone's edited one of those with fart noises all the way through. Oh, God. Because everyone in the room looks really tense, terrified and concerned. So every time it's like Hitler's going, I'm trying to buy this, and it's like, you've got to watch it. It's so funny. fart noises. I'll put it on the website.
There we go. Good.
There you go. Tick.
Yeah, do that.
Tick. In fact, I think someone did put it on our website in one of the comments boxes. That's how I saw it.
Well, I did the. I did that one about Wes and Hitler on the Facebook page.
The Facebook page.
Yes.
Find us on Facebook, listeners.
Yeah, totally great. It's www.talkingfoofy.au.
How do you spell?
As it sounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Onomatopoeia.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Tonight, from Hollywood, it's Carol.
Talk poofy to me.
Listen, you know Adam Hills, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know this mass gay wedding thing he's doing on his TV show?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you rusty pedophiles know him like to talk to?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, can you give him a ring and tell him to get his shitty dick the fuck out of my kitchen?
What?
Just stay out of my fucking affairs. I don't show up at his TV studio and stage a mass banal observation marathon, do I? John Farnham had a big fucking mullet back in the day, didn't he? Let's embrace. Let's just stick to the shit that actually concerns us. Stay out of each other's backyard.
Don't you think it's kind of good that like a high profile person is kind of drawing attention to, I don't know, to that sort
drawing
of
attention to
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. You're right, because no one's fucking mentioned it till now. Thank fuck Adam Hills is there to shine the spotlight on the dark recesses of Australian public affairs. Next week, a shocking expose on air. Are you in it? Could you be bringing it right now? You know what? Maybe I am being a little bit sensitive. I can't possibly see what's patronising about turning a conversation about social equality into a segment on a variety show. Maybe Martin Luther King should have skipped the whole I Have a Dream thing and just slalomed the Freedom Bus around an obstacle course on It's a Knockout one Sunday night. Look, I'm fucking thrilled. I'm thrilled to pieces that Adam Hills thinks that a bunch of emotionally fragile, socially disenfranchised couples making the sacred commitment of a lifetime is the sort of spectacle that can go toe-to-toe with the time Rove put them nude dudes on a roller coaster and still come out on top. And look, as a country that is finding our way through these convulsive social evolutions, I think that you can literally only imagine how happy I am to have one of Australia's top quiz show hosts in my corner. But if he wants to support me, can he not just fucking support me instead of acting like some kind of cross between Bono and Tony Barber? Just leave me some fucking dignity, Hillsy. And finally, what the fuck are you doing giving national TV time to the pasty ponytailed Venn diagram intersection where lesbians and comedy nerds meet? A real faggot would have never made that mistake.
Thank you, Grunty.
Thanks, Grunty.
You angry little man, I love you.
Talk poofy to me.
All right, it's time for the poofstery. Mother Horan is joining us. We've got to put on our hushed tone.
Yes. We're all wearing our smart glasses.
Our smart glasses. Okay, and everyone. Talking like we're on ABC local radio.
Yes, that's right.
Library voice, everyone. Yes. Library voice.
And that was the bum sex orchestra.
Well, no, I'll have to play it now.
Nah.
20 minutes of fart noises. We'll never get around to the poofstery.
There we go.
Mother Horan.
Anyway.
What are you going to put in our empty heads today?
There was that marvellous photo of the two Marines kissing in the paper recently. Did you see that?
Oh, yes, I did see that.
It went viral. Mm. Everyone liked it.
I imagine they did in due course.
Two chunky boys, Marines, I believe.
Can I just stop this before we go any further? The viral thing on Facebook, on, you know, where you have your Facebook page. Mm. We have our Talking Poofy page.
Yes.
Facebook.com/Talking Poofy. And it says virality of posts.
Oh, really?
Like virality. I'm like, I'm sure there was another word.
Yes.
Before, in the olden days when virus just meant virus and viral meant viral. And it's virulence.
Yes. How virulent are your posts?
I imagine our Facebook page is quite virulent.
Yes.
But because Facebook clearly don't want to have the word virulence, they've made up this word virality.
No, it's because there's some, like, you know, 22-year-old Troy in Silicon Valley going,
exactly.
I need to measure, like, what's, like, the viralality-ness.
Yes, yes.
At the post.
And because he's head of that stuff, everyone goes, okay.
Okay.
Virality.
What's the virality as?
I'm going to miss virulence. It's a good word.
I'm going to miss virulence.
It's all right, Adam. You're virulent enough for all of us.
Anyway.
Except old age.
No, so Marines kissing.
That is a very
Marines
sweet
kissing.
Photo.
So the Marines kissing. So, you know, I thought I'd do something on gays and the army. Mm-hmm. And gays and the army and history. And in particular, Macedonian gays.
I know where you're going. Right. And I know who you're going
to
talk
I'd
about.
Like to tackle the thorny question. Alexander the Great, gay or nay?
Gay or nay?
Gay or nay?
I thought this was done.
No. Well, you see, the thing is it depends on who you talk to. Right. And the big
like if you talk to Troy, he has got so much to say. Oh my god, he's seen it all.
Troy was a city back then.
Yeah,
and he was plundered quite a lot.
Look, he got a whole horse up in one.
The big Oliver Stone movie,
Greek style.
The big Oliver Stone movie that came out basically was Colin Farrell in blonde hair. That's right. A little bit Bob each way on the whole thing, and it caused this huge eruption, especially in Macedonia and in Greece, of all sorts of. He wasn't gay.
I love that the nation that gives us the slang word for taking it up the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, got up in arms.
Yeah.
So
got up in arms about someone being gay. It's like.
So I decided and I looked, and the internet's just full of crap on kind of yes, he was, no, he wasn't, no, he wasn't. So eventually I had to really go down to something, find someone really pointed headed who really could not write English.
Right.
But he was good at his stuff.
Right.
So I had to churn through this historical crap, so you don't have to.
Yay!
Basically, it all comes down to his close friend,
his favorite,
Hephaestion. Hephaestion.
I've told you, don't call me Hephaestion.
Now, Hephaestion
makes me sound like a mental condition.
All the other archers make fun of me when you do that.
Now, that was his very closest, and everyone thinks they were gay. Now, there is,
was
for the record...
Was a large black man?
No, he was a slim-hipped Macedonian.
He will be a large black man in my head.
Yes, a snake-hipped youth. See, yeah, I'm going twink.
With curly hair.
Oh.
And quite pretty. Anyway, basically, Hephaestion, there is no actual sort of thing between them.
Right.
So no actual recorded stuff that is saying that these
vase with a drawing of Hephaestion sucking off Alexander the Great.
No, odd. There's no. It's not immortalized anyway, and it's not written down. However, you can be the judge. There's
no letter saying, "Dear Hephaestion, I love it when you give it to me at the bum."
Yeah, correct. But everyone gets a bit excited over this because, and with very good reason. Mm. My personal thing is that they were probably a little bit, weren't, you know, totally. They probably had, you know.
They had a bit of a fiddle in the spa or something. Yeah.
Wasn't
there, they knew each other as kids, and their teacher was Aristotle. Aristotle was there. So, you know, that's good learning.
Yeah.
And basically he said of the two that they were one soul abiding two bodies. Now, so Aristotle.
They were just besties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who maybe battled each other off once or twice.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you fast forward and basically they're inseparable for their entire life. Alexander gets married three times. Who cares? All to slightly hairier women. And there is actual things about how he's hairy and Hephaestion's not so hairy. Sorry, the wives are hairy and he's not so hairy.
Right.
The wives are hairy. But the big clincher that comes down to it was when Hephaestion died 6 months before Alexander. And Hephaestion was killed and brought before Alexander. Oh. Alexander throws himself on the body and cries for a whole day. Crying on top of a dead body for a day. That says...
That's a hint.
I love
it. That's a hint. Or...
It was that and the white socks.
Yeah.
And his taste for throw cushions.
So, yeah. So, crying on the dead body for a day, you know, that's friendship or something else.
Do you know what I reckon? I reckon if you're Alexander the Great, right, if you've conquered most of the Western world and you are sort of being, you know, hailed as a new god and like conquering Persia and shit like that, I reckon you just fuck what you want. I reckon you just get up in the morning and just decide, you know what, today is Hephaestion's lucky day.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, his army was one of the most famous armies for just shagging guys.
Really?
And, but that's
Wasn't
also,
it encouraged, though? I thought it was, like, because it made them fight more ruthlessly if their boyfriend got stabbed in the nuts by the enemy.
But also...
And the enemies are all going...
that later.
The ending was like, don't forget, fellas, aim for the nuts.
It really pisses them off.
But also, it actually allows, because this was one of the greatest armies ever, and they travelled huge distances. They went to India and all these places. Now, without, you know, good Greek and Macedonian women, really, what are you going to do in the middle of India? You're going to shag yourselves. And that basically was the success of their army, was how much man love that was going on.
How much?
So you didn't have a sex-starved army. They were all just shagging each other.
Contemporary armies have not learned that lesson.
I know. Precisely.
Because they put a total prohibition on
up the bum.
Americans.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to drag the Americans out of Iraq. They'd be there.
Oh, yes.
They'd be there with, you know, bowls of dates and...
Yeah.
Whatever you eat in Iraq. And that's the thing.
I'm going to Iraq. I'm going to Iraq your ass.
Come on over. It's a party over here. The last thing about Hephaestion's death that kind of does say that they were probably more involved than most was that in today's money, Alexander the Great spent $150 billion on his funeral.
Wow.
What? Oh my God, Oprah wouldn't do that for Gail.
I know. Now, that's a kind of very odd kind of transposing today's money to their money. And clearly it wouldn't have cost actually that much. But it was the biggest funeral anyone had ever seen. And it was basically
this massive
funeral pyre, and there's all these people on the pyre doing stuff. It's kind of like the opening of the Olympic Games.
And had all like games happening around.
Yeah.
There was all these competitions. Yeah.
And Nikki Webster on a harness.
Out of this funeral pyre, there was actual ships.
Robbie Williams played.
And it was massive.
Wow.
No, it was the biggest.
Robbie Williams
ever.
Wasn't born yet. Rhonda Birchmore was before.
Oh, of course.
Did Hephaestion have wives?
No.
Never.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, just to sum up, Alexander the Great, there's no actual record that he was gay. And to say that he was gay, especially in the modern terms, is kind of fatuous. But we can actually look at this and kind of go,
what it was between these
two guys, probably a little bit special.
Yes. Yeah.
Poor old Hephaestion. You know, it's always the way, isn't it? You got a bone for your straight mate, never goes anywhere.
Yeah.
You know.
How did he die again? He was killed.
Yeah.
He was murdered, wasn't he?
He was murdered in the nuts.
And it sent Alexander crazy.
also, just one last thing. There's a little bit of graffiti that says that is existing from this time that says Alexander is ruled by his Hephaestion's thighs.
But that's
a toilet door speaking.
That is some jealous bitch from the cavalry.
Yeah.
And I'm inclined to believe, I think toilet door over Aristotle. My personal thing is they were lovers.
Do you think maybe that Hephaestion was actually the power behind the throne? Because after he died, didn't Alexander go downhill quickly?
He was probably the power bottom behind
the throne. Yeah, it was 6 months, and then he was done.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but he got ill. He got typhoid or something.
Wasn't he poisoned as well?
Yeah. Ending badly, generally. Yeah.
Around that time.
So, yes. But, so there you go.
Oh, wow.
That's lovely. Thank you, Mr. Horn.
We love it. We shall be returning to our normal screeching any minute now.
My God, it's me with a bad haircut.
Talk poofy to me.
All right, it's time to delve into the digital world, Toby.
Yes. Now, Adam, people assume that all things digital and technical are the domain of Gen Y and young kids.
Yeah, no, it's not true.
It's not true.
It's not true.
My grandfather's got a computer. He loves emailing. He loves Googling and watching videos on the internet. There are plenty of people.
He loves the red tube.
He certainly does. A wrinkled dick 69, if you're listening. Let's give it up for Pops. But he's not the only one.
He is not the only one. We have on the line now from the previous generation, or possibly the one before.
It's lost. It's lost in the mists of time.
Brew Laps, how are you?
Hello, darlings. How are you?
How old? It's rude to ask.
You never ask a lady. Look, let's just say, you know how there's Gen X?
Yes.
You know how there's Gen Y?
Yes.
We're talking B or C here, okay? That's all I'm giving away.
Gen B, Brew Laps.
Now, that's it.
Prue, we hear rumours that you've gotten online.
Oh, yes, I have embraced the digital culture.
Oh.
And that's not a sexual thing, although it could be. I'm just putting it out there. Just putting it out there for you, boys.
How many digits can you fit? Oh,
look.
What's happened? What's going on? You've got a computer?
Well, no, I don't have a computer. Tristan's come home with one of those new computer phone things.
Oh, a smartphone?
Yeah, smartphone.
Computer phone, yeah.
Yes, computer phone.
An Atari computer phone.
Yeah, it's the computer phone smarter than him, though. Because, you know, at least the computer phone can turn itself on.
I imagine the computer phone's got quite a bit less RAM than him.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Yes.
So you've been using his computer phone?
I have been using his computer phone, yes. And it's all new and exciting.
So what have you got? Have you got like an email or a Facebook?
Yes. I do have an email.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Prulapse. Actually, RedTube at Google. I don't know. I can't remember. I was going to try and make a joke about having a red tube, but let's just move on. No, but I've got a Twitter account.
Oh, you're on Twitter.
I've started tweeting.
Exciting. Right.
Yes.
What's your Twitter name?
It's Prulapse. At Prulapse. Prulapse. P-S-E, that's how I spell my name.
Spelling is hard, isn't it, Bruce?
Yeah,
spelling is difficult. So many letters.
Oh, look, Tristan's been having trouble with his homework. And
oh, really?
Spelling.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Oh, he's just, I'm trying to get him to write his name properly. Hang on, he's just showing. No, Tristan, there's not a number 9 in your name. Go back and do it again. Oh, God. He kind of knows how to use the computer phone, but he's not very smart. Like, he won't do Facebook.
He won't do Facebook?
No, he said he doesn't do books. If it was Face Pamphlet or Face Magazine, it would be fine. Or maybe Face Pop-Up Book. That'd be good. He could do that.
So the two of you are sharing the one phone.
Yes, that's correct.
That's going to end badly.
That's going to end in tears.
Well, no, it's actually here a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, well, he doesn't like to leave it in the, you know, in the locker at the sauna. So it's actually, you know, here quite a few hours out of every day, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
Yes.
Are you concerned about, like, there's a lot of talk about, I know Tristan's not a child.
No.
But there's a lot of talk about sort of, you know, online scams and stuff. And,
yeah.
And I just know that Tristan is not, he's a naive young thing.
He is a naive young thing, yes. Well, I actually was a little bit worried because he was exchanging a lot of emails with a Nigerian.
Right.
Turned out it was just cockshots. So that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Right.
I do monitor him, though. I've kind of got, like, Net Nanny on there because I don't want him looking at a lot of things.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Like, what sort of things are you worried about?
Oh, look, I'm just worried. There's a lot of hate out there, Toby.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a lot of hate.
There's a lot of ugly stuff on the internet.
There's a lot of,
like, really salacious.
Yes,
really,
and most of them are photos of me on Facebook. The thing I'm most worried about, I guess, I just don't want him to Google image search, to be perfectly honest.
And see something a bit too confronting.
Well, I've told him I'm 35, so I don't want him to... I don't want him to Google a photo of an actual 35-year-old, to be perfectly honest. And let's face it, there are always a couple of photos on the net with me without makeup.
Oh,
and that's not.
I don't want to see that.
No, it's not pretty.
Oh.
It's not pretty at all.
Photos of you without makeup before you had the work done?
Yes. I don't like to talk about it, but there are a couple on there.
Oh. Now, Prue, have you noticed a particular app on Tristan's phone called Grindr? Have you come across something called Grindr?
Grindr. Is that the kind of, it's like a little yellow?
Yeah, it's like an orange sort of face.
Yeah, I think that actually, that blew up his phone. Because from what I know from Grindr, if you can string two sentences together and you look kind of pretty...
You're banned.
You're quite popular. And I think he went on it and I think it was that kind of fresh meat feeding frenzy thing that kind of happened.
No.
Yes. But I think, you know how that you get on the messages on Grindr that tell you how many messages you've got?
Mm. Yes.
He clocked it. Yeah.
He clocked it.
Yeah, it went back to zero.
You are Generation B, aren't you? You clocked it.
You don't clock anything anymore.
No.
It's been a while, hasn't
That's
it?
Right,
hasn't
yeah.
it, Prue?
So, yeah.
It's been a while since you're on your Commodore 32.
That's right.
Your Nintendo back. Game and Watch.
Actually, Tristan's on the phone at the moment.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah. Who's he talking to?
I'm not sure. Who are you talking to, Tristan? Oh, God, Todd McKenney. Oh, God. Step away from the phone, Tristan. Step away. No, actually, no, no. Get some gear off him and then step away from
him. Oh, it sounds like you've got a lot going on.
It's all happening here. It's all happening here. Have you finished your homework, Tristan? He didn't hear me. Sorry, he's too into Todd. 2 grams. 2 grams.
Oh my God. Wow, it's bringing people together.
It really is, and probably bringing us lawsuits. So,
probably. All right, well, thank you, Prue.
All right, love. Lovely to talk to you.
All right, I'll see you online at Prue Lapse on Twitter.
Oh, yes, at Prue Lapse, yes, on Twitter.
On the Twitter.
Yeah, go on. To tune in, it's wonderful. It's my fabulous
Tune in to my Twitter.
Tune in.
I have already tuned in, and apparently, this is a very exciting thing. You're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the loss of your gag reflex.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I celebrated that last night, and ironically enough, I drank till I spewed. So good to see it coming back for a little moment.
Thank you so much, Prue.
Thank you, love.
Bye. That was the Poofcast.
That was it.
We've done too much. We better stop. We'll be back next week. Mother Whore, and we should explain to you, while we were recording the Poof story this week,
yes.
we might have had a little bit of an accident while you were talking. May have tuned out a little. Because while you were talking about Alexander and Hephaestion and their deep man love, Tommy Little and Dave Thornton walked in the studio next door.
We've got to get curtains on that wall. This happened last time.
All I can think of is there is Alexander and Hephaestion right now.
Dave Thornton is ruled by Tommy Little's thighs. You heard it here first.
There you go. I wondered what the steam was. Yeah.
We have had many run-ins with those two where...
Oh, they have outgayed us.
They've outgayed us. We were in Adelaide once.
I can handle them individually.
Yeah, but together. Yeah.
But they're gayer than the sum of their parts. It's almost like Wonder Twin Powers activate form of... two homosexuals. It's just fucking, it's full on.
Their bromance is soon going to spill over into their eyes.
Yeah.
Like, serious, we were in Adelaide and we were all looking for chicken parmas and beer because we were desperately hungover. And we bump into them. They've just come from the gym.
Yeah.
Right. And they went off to Lush because they needed hair product.
Yes. Yeah.
Gay ain't gay anymore, people.
No,
show ain't.
So I apologise for if we distracted.
If we drifted off for a moment.
We've got to start recording this at uglier studio.
Yeah, we really do.
We need to record it at like 3MBS or something. Where it's just like, yeah, fossilised old queen.
Or maybe Joy FM.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's it. We need to go to Joy.
Joy FM, the organic cereal farm of eye candy.
Where the only thing you'll see in the other studio is possibly Dolly Diamond or Luke Gallagher.
Which admittedly is distracting for different reasons.
We need to go somewhere where there's not so much eye candy and a bit more eye muesli.
Yeah.
Oh dear. We will we'll have some more poofstery from you soon, hopefully, Mother Horan.
Lovely.
And apologies for
lovely.
Who's the guy with the tats? He's hot.
Oh, he works.
Don't look at him. He's really hot.
It's really hard not to look.
Yeah, it is.
He did this trial for a show on Barry, and they asked me to do the thing. It was like where they're interviewing comedians, and I was insensible.
Oh right,
I could say nothing.
Do you want to just we could just beat off?
He didn't used to have that full sleeve. That's new.
Really?
Do you know what this is like? This is like going to the zoo and you see certain animals, like the lions and stuff, and you think, that lion would definitely eat me. And that's how they should be feeling.
Yeah.
Do you know the thing is, we're talking about that. They're probably not even aware that we're even in here.
That's how lions work.
Yeah.
You're just there in your tent and you hear like a little rustling in the jungle and the next thing you know, a fucking lion is fucking you in the ass.
Oh my god!
That is how it works.
We are really.
How was your night? I don't know. Some lion fucked me.
I was raped by a lion.
You got spit roasted by some lion.
That's just it. Our entire podcast is just always this close to rape. just ironically enough, a bee's dick.
Oh dear.
There you go. Thank you, Mother Horan.
Your
pleasure.
I'm still looking at them.
All right. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's right in my line of sight.
I know.
Are you talking about...
I'm going to do this.
The widow, like the way widow's standing? Can you say, like...
Oh, what is that?
That is an opportunity. That is a 5'7" opportunity.
He is presenting.
He's presenting like a cat. What is he doing?
Text him, take your shirt off. Put a sign on the window, take your shirt off.
Oh, here, I'll put it on here.
Oh, can you communicate with them? Take your shirt off, Tommy.
Oh, no, they don't have it on.
So let's write it on a bit of paper and stick it up there. Go on. He's
Can you tell Tommy to take his shirt off there?
Mean game.
We're sexually harassing people through a pane of glass. Sorry, I thought we'd finished with this. Sorry, we should
lick something through a dental dam. Isn't it? It's just not satisfying and dusty.
Yeah.
Dusty on the tongue.
Dusty
on the tongue.
Yeah.
I don't understand the dental dam.
I don't.
They recommend against it.
Yeah, it's revolting.
They recommend against it because
latex poisoning.
What is the reason? Because it gets really slippery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets covered in moot.
It gets covered in moot juice, so it's useless. So they say don't use it. The risk of transmission of anything is so low, unless your bitch is filthy.
And that's on the posters too. Unless your bitch is filthy,
you don't really need a dental dam.
No.
So that it's out of the guidelines.
How do you introduce it into your love play if you're a lesbian? I know nothing about down there.
I don't,
but how do you go? Oh,
do you slip the...
Excuse me.
Do you pop it in between you when you're scissoring?
I would have thought that it's like kind of like with condoms, you put them on, they're on.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Like dental dams, there's much more risk of kind of stretching them and actually letting them go. Like and like flicking an elastic band on someone.
That's why they say
ow!
Don't use them.
Oh,
it was a shit idea in the first place.
Oh, and you like, got me right on the labia. Oh.
And as I say, unless Mandy Rogers is like leaking diesel fuel or something. This has gone horribly Gulf of Mexico down there.
Oh, my God.
Tell you what you should do is stretch it over, like get a coat hanger and just stretch it over. So you
yes.
What they should do.
And then a little ping pong to finish.
They should make a little sort of strap-on attachment, like a Glad wrap roll that you just tear a sheet off as it goes.
Because the dental dam is for, like, when you go to the dentist.
Yeah.
And they pop it in your mouth and they poke a hole for your tooth to come through so that blood and shit doesn't all go down your throat. That's what it's for.
Oh, really?
And it's stretched into a thing.
It's not really necessary for safe sex.
It's not really necessary for Cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus.
Or whatever that thing
I'm just
called.
Still
oh,
reeling
no, is not necessary
at leaking diesel fuel. I'm just imagining kind of pulling these sodden penguins out. Kind of, oh, quick, get it in the detergent. Oh, no.
Just say nothing just... of the stains it leaves on the concrete on the garage floor.
Oh, really? Do we have to go out on the driveway again? Talk profit to me.